The Central College football team beat the University of Dubuque 55-16 on Saturday in front of a raucous homecoming crowd at Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live coverage on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella. It is homecoming 2023, and today your Central College Dutch entertain the Dubuque Spartans. Second down and three from the four. Hoffman fires to the near side. One-on-one for New. Yeah. Makes the catch. 1 foot in. Yes! Touchdown, Central! Ryan New, a four-yard grab.
Great throw and great catch.
Really good, really good. And you kind of take it for granted. I mean, that's a well-above-average catch and a well-above-average throw.
First and 10 Spartans from their own 31. Moore on a right side roll. Eyes downfield. Fires! Yes. Intercepted! Cameron Bannister picks it off at midfield. Mont comes in motion. They fake the handoff there. Hoffman rolls out to the right. Fires to an open receiver. Caught! Touchdown Central! Jeff Herbers gets loose in the back of the end zone. It's a 9-yard score.
And Hoffman took a shot.
Dubuque is allowed to match up, so they start to run three guys on. They run them back. Snap to Hoffman. Looks right. Pumps. Throws. Grant Nelson open. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Central! Grant Nelson, a 3-yard score. Moore takes a snap. Drops back. Warren trying to give chase. Fires. Overthrown, and Miller picks it off and has running room. Near side at the 40. Reese Miller to the 30, and he's bounced down to the 29-yard line. Central's second takeaway of the game.
Huge
on a
pick.
Reese Miller INT.
Huge pick. Just fantastic.
Here's a second down and 7 play from the 10. Hoffman under pressure. He escapes and throws. It's caught! JJ! Touchdown, Central! Jack Johnson, a 10-yard grab. Second and goal for Central from the 3. Trying to add to a 28-10 lead. They send a man in motion. Fake a handoff. Hoffman rolls right. Throws back to the back of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Central! Jeff Herbers, a 3-yard grab. His second touchdown of the game. Moore takes the shotgun snap, rolls to the left, throws to the left, intercepted by Brody Klein, and he's got some running room near midfield, makes a man miss, Brody Klein is loose, one man to beat, gets a block, and now he's got his teammates walking him in, Brody Klein, touchdown Central!
You know what I love about that play? There were 10 red shirts inside the 5-yard line by the time he got to the end zone.
Third and 1 for the 4. Central sends Johnson in motion. Glover fakes it, throws it, caught! Touchdown! Chase Grunder, a 4-yard score! Rodriguez out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to the right, throws to the right, one-on-one coverage. It's juggled and caught. Out of bounds! Incomplete! Ball game over. Final score, Central 55, Dubuque 16.
We're catching up with Central football coach Jeff McMartin, the Dutch on homecoming, a 55-16 win over the University of Dubuque. Coach, congratulations on the win to improve to 4-1. Your thoughts on getting it done today?
Well, I thought, you know, it started up for us. I think offensively we did a good job of protecting our quarterback, so I give our offensive line a lot of credit. And I thought, you know, Hunter played really well, made some really good decisions, got the ball to the right people. Receivers, you know, did a good job of making plays, and so really did a really good job there. And I think defensively for us, you know, we were down a few guys today, and to hold them to, you know, under 20 points, I think says a lot. I mean, that's an explosive offense. They've got a lot of explosive playmakers on their team, and we were very opportunistic. We got some really good turnovers. We did 4 or 5 today, pick 6. I mean, just the things that you need if you want to win. I told the team after the game that felt like a Central football game, you know, really a total team win. And overall, I couldn't be happier for how this played out today.
552 yards of total offense. All 7 of your offensive touchdowns were passes, 5 from Hunter, 2 from Keegan Glover. Starting to find a little consistency on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we did some good things. And once again, their strengths, I thought that we had a really good game plan. Ryan did a nice job of like helping in certain areas with protection and doing some things to give our guys an opportunity to let Hunter throw, and you know, both of them, yeah, Hunter and Keegan both came in and did some really nice things offensively, and complemented each other very well. And I was happy with their overall execution.
And on the defensive side of the ball, Dubuque did move it a little bit. You tightened up in the red zone. I think the thing that we were most impressed in the broadcast booth about today was tackling. I mean, you guys got to the football and just really brought them down.
Yeah, I mean, we did a nice job of trying to limit, like, the yards after catch and things like that. They're an explosive offense, and they're, you know, they are going to push the ball up the field. They're going to really try and take things deep if they can, and that's where they really will hurt you. And I thought that we did a good job of limiting that. On the times that they score, the times they really move the ball, that's what they got big plays. And, you know, you just really have to work to take that away. And there's obviously some things that we can clean up and do better. But I feel like next week we'll play better defensively, just for the sheer fact that it's not going to be, you know, 90 degrees, and that's hard on a football team. And we'll be at more full strength, and that's going to help us as far as substitutions and things like that. Some of our ability to sub and things like that, we didn't have the flexibility we wanted to, and we'll have more of that next week.
You beat one Dubuque team today. You get the other Dubuque team next week, a trip to Loras. I know that you really weren't happy with the way your team played last year in a loss to Loras. It's kind of been a year in the making. Don't want to make it up too much about revenge, but this one, you really got this one circled, don't you, Coach?
I mean, it's a game that you want to feel like you're getting back to playing the way you're capable of playing. And, you know, there's not been a lot of games in my 20 years where I've walked off the field and said, you know, we didn't seem like we were, you know, focused, excited, able to do the things that we want to do to win a football game. We kind of came out flat as a team. And then we made some critical mistakes in the fourth quarter to lose that football game. We had a chance to go up two scores, and the next thing you know, we're giving it back to them. They're going down and scoring. They missed the extra point, so we're still ahead by one, and then we turn it over again. You know, just two huge turnovers. And then we finally do go all the way back and score to tie it, and then we let them march right down the field and kick a game-winning field goal. I mean, it was just like everything that we could do to lose a football game, we did. And they kept giving us chances to try and win, and we didn't take advantage of it. And that's not typically how we play. So, yeah, that one really stung. It hurt. It changed our season. I mean, it changed our season. It affected everything about that. That could have been a playoff football team. That could have been a 9-1 football team at worst. And you know, it changed the trajectory of everything. So certainly a game that we need to play well there. We need to go in there, keep, you know, you lose the co-game, and now it's one game at a time. It should always be that way, and it is, but it really truly is now. Like, you take things one game at a time, you play them out, and see where it's all at the end of the season.
And today it's a 55-16 win over Dubuque. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of homecoming, Coach.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff McMartin. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.